RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. MP on the mic. Hey, only took me two tries today. I know why, though, because we had Monday Night Football. Yesterday was a Commanders victory Tuesday, not a victory Monday. Today's Wednesday. Hazel Vouch, I've just been watching every remix of the Terry McLaurin touchdown throw.
All morning.
On repeat.
And who could stop you? It was amazing.
Nobody can stop me. You know what else they can't stop me from doing? Talking about baseball. We're talking about baseball today. Big night last night. Baltimore Orioles punching their ticket. The San Diego Padres punched their ticket. You won't believe how it happened. Wild finish against the Dodgers out there. Padres may win that division. That's wild. We'll get to baseball. Craig Hoffman joins the program to talk about the Washington Commanders at 11 o'clock. Here's how that conversation is going to go. Craig, hey, it's Michael. How about that Terry McLaurin catch? Wow, that was good. What did you think of it? Yeah, I liked it too. We'll do that for about 10 minutes, go back and forth, maybe play the clip again if we feel so compelled. This is, of course, Chesterfield Spotlight Day. Our friends at Play Chesterfield are going to hook us up with some athletes from L.C. Bird High School. Bird's the word today. The Skyhawks quarterback Jason Wright joins the program at 10:30. He will be followed by Nia Armstrong. She is a three-sport athlete, girls volleyball, girls basketball, and track. I love the three-sport athletes. In the era of specialization, I love the kids who still do it all. I got respect for that. I love that. I want that for my kids. I want that for your kids. I want that for all kids to do it all, because sports are cool. Don't make them make you specialize too early, especially if you're awesome at things. And Nia's awesome at things. So LC Bird is our Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight Day. Today, that's at 10:30. We got a lot going on. AWOD's on noon to 3. He's got Metallica tickets. We've got Metallica tickets tomorrow. So we're taking over Metallica tickets tomorrow. Metallica's playing Lane Stadium. That's a place that has a Metallica song that has a little bit of special resonance to it. So I think it'll be a special night out there. And we'll give away tickets to that tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, live from Miami, Virginia Tech, taken on the Hurricanes, early ACC showdown. Opportunity to see just where the Hokies are at. Measuring stick as we start ACC play against a team that is about as hot as any in America right now. Hurricanes are rolling. Unfortunately, there's an actual hurricane hovering over Florida right now. So it sounds like it's going to be a rainy trip to Miami. That's okay. Won't dampen my spirits. We'll still have ourselves a fun time down there. Russell Wilson news. Of course, there's Russell Wilson news. It's a day. Mike Tomlin on Russell Wilson later in the program. And of course, we'll take you back to the Commanders' big win over the Bengals. Yesterday, they packed up shop, headed out to Arizona. They'll train there this week ahead of the Sunday game against the Arizona Cardinals. As we all expected today, of course, the big news in sports is out of UNLV football. No, that's true. Big story in sports this morning. This is late last night, Las Vegas time. Set the stage here. UNLV is really good this year. They are ahead of JMU right now for that group of five playoff spot coming out of the Mountain West. They beat Kansas, so they've got a Power 5 win, just like JMU's got a Power 5 win. They're neck and neck. Their quarterback is Matthew Sluka. He's having a fantastic season out there for UNLV, who, again, driver's seat for the playoff spot, which is, that's everything for these schools, right? They fought so hard to get access to the playoff. That's everything. Posted on Instagram last night, I'm redshirting the rest of the season. I'm not going to play anymore this season for UNLV. This is their quarterback who's you know, setting all kinds of records. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. Matthew Sluka, UNLV quarterback. You don't have to work particularly hard to read between those lines. The NIL check did not arrive to Matthew Sluka, and after discussions, he felt the NIL check wasn't going to arrive. He is bouncing 4 games into a season where UNLV is in the driver's seat for the college football playoff spot. We're not shocked that UNLV is in the middle of controversy here. Of course, Jerry Tarkanian was the original controversial coach back in the day with the basketball team. Jerry Tarkanian never bounced a check, though. I promise you that. His checks were good. He wrote those checks. They cleared. UNLV, the school that has a slot machine touchdown celebration on the sideline, is in the middle of controversy here. I'm fascinated by everything about this story, obviously. It's the first time we've had this. Player walks off in the middle of a season, says, I'm out. See you where I see you next year. If I'm not getting paid, I'm not doing this. I get where everybody's head's going to go with this. Man, NIL, it's ruining college football. And yes, a lot of things are ruining college football, and I do think NIL's on that list. Also, though, if they promised to pay him and they didn't pay him, good for him. I don't work for free. That's not how it works around here. This is a UNLV problem, too. You promise this guy some cash money? You got to pay him your cash money. You can't back down this. If anything, NIL's empowered him to do that. Think about all the kids who I'm sure were promised money at SEC schools over the years that never saw a dime of it once they got there. All the recruiting tactics. It's a free marketplace now. You make promises, you better pay up. I think there was a little of that in the Max Schulga to Villanova saga. I don't want to speak too loudly on that because there's a lot that we don't know about that. AWOD, by the way, is live from the BDC today. He's checking in as VCU does their first official practice of the season. But there's a lot of that because we're unregulated, right? It's the Congress is going to maybe pass a rule about this, but they haven't yet. The schools are enforcing on themselves, which is never a good idea, of course. It's the Wild West. This guy was promised things that he didn't get delivered on. We got other athletes who are making similar claims, right? Because the NIL is not from the school. It's from the collective. The collective and the school are two different entities. Now, NIL's ruined the whole thing, obviously, in the sense that they picked the stupidest possible implementation route to paying the players. All right, look, we're a college. We're way too distinguished here. We don't pay the players. We're Las Vegas. We have to uphold our standards and responsibilities. But what if we made a shell company and they paid the players? Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. That seems like a reasonable thing. I mean, we picked the stupidest possible system to do this. His leverage is with the collective, not with the school. He just playing football for the school. Now he's not playing football for the school. Matthew Sluka at UNLV. That's the story right now. You've got a successful team having its best season in a while. Chance at the playoffs for the first time ever. And quarterbacks walking off 4 games into the season. College football, gotta love it. Mention a little college basketball. Schedules were released yesterday. First day of practice today. We'll take you through the schedules, tell you who VCU's playing. How do you like New Year's Eve? How would you like New Year's Eve at St. Bonaventure's, VCU fans? I can think of no better place to pop the champagne than Olean, New York, personally. Wait, no. I can think of a lot of better places to pop the champagne than Olean, New York. We'll sort through that. But we got to get to baseball, big night in baseball. We'll get to college basketball. We'll get to the Commanders. We'll get to our Chesterfield athlete spotlight of the week. But baseball on the other side, big night for the Baltimore Orioles. We'll play it for you when we get back. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's baseball time, folks. I love saying that. I know many of you love hearing it. We're in the middle of football. We'll get to plenty of football. We get to the play Chesterfield athlete spotlight momentarily. I'm going to turn this phone so I can see our Chesterfield friends when they call here. I'm just announcing that so Hayden doesn't think I'm impeding on the space here.
You're stealing my items.
Well, the producer's space. I know you guys get a little persnickety about your spaces. There's too many producers here at the Fan, and everybody has their own alignment. So the first 10 minutes of every morning are devoted to unwinding whatever got wound the previous
Correct.
Night. That's
yeah.
all right. We like our friends. Who's talking on Monday nights? Tech Talk Live Thursday nights. Used to have Flying Squirrels every night. Squirrels are done. We're done with that. But Major League Baseball is red hot right now. Let's hear it for the Baltimore Orioles. Big series this week. Big home run in the eighth inning for Colton Cowser.
Pitch on the way, that's crushed. Deep right field, see you later. Way up into the seating ball in right field. That ball is headed to Jersey. And the Orioles get one back to make it 5-3. Holy cow, Cowser.
Yo, let's go. Orioles, Yankees. O's are 5 games back coming in. I don't know that they're going to catch the Yanks for the division, but I know that a win in New York always feels good, and a win that clinches a playoff spot is even better.
And that's a fly ball out to left field. Cowser goes to his left. He's under it. He makes the catch. Check it off. The Orioles win this game by a final score of 5-3.
There you go. The Orioles are playoff bound. They've clinched their spot most likely in the wild card, unless some really crazy things happen over the next couple nights. The Orioles, first back-to-back playoff appearances in 27 years. Congrats to the Baltimore Orioles for that. Should be a fun postseason out there at Camden Yards. A great place for baseball and a great place for playoff baseball. They got 2 more against the Yanks starting tonight, of course, 7 o'clock. First pitch out there in New York. Also of note, big series this week between the Mets and the Braves in Atlanta. So coming into last night, the Mets were 2 games up on the Braves for the NL wildcard spot. They're both fighting for big series for Atlanta. Time to get right, and they did that.
Fly ball to deep right by Marcel. That's way back and gone. Home run, Ozuna.
Marcell Ozuna made it 5-0, and they finish it off, and I think everybody understands this was an important one to have.
1-1 pitch. Popped up. Shallow right. Olsen backpedaling. Coming in white. This is Eli's ball. He has got it. And in game one of this crucial 3-game series, the Braves come in and punched him right in the mouth. And reminded the Mets, they got a fight on their hands here in Atlanta, Georgia. Braves take a step closer to the postseason. And the Braves win game one, 5-1 over the New York Mets.
Ah, the old punch him in the mouth works every time. Atlanta Braves and New York Mets separated by 1 game, 2 to play against each other. First pitch tonight, 7:20 in Atlanta. One's not good enough. 2 is good enough. 3 would give them the lead. Of course, if the Braves beat the Mets tonight, they are tied which would give us a very, very fun home stretch of the baseball season. Now, neither of them are going to catch the Phillies. The Phillies have run away with this thing. They're at 93 wins. They are on track for the bye unless something very dramatic happens. And they've been playing some of the best baseball so far. Dodgers also up there at 93 wins. All right, I said we were going to do them in order, but we're not. We got to skip to 7 because we're talking about the NL. The Padres. We're not supposed to be here chasing the Dodgers, the mighty Dodgers, not after the Padres traded Juan Soto, not after they unwound a lot of the spending they've done. In the Padres' last 10 games, they've lost once. They had won 4 in a row going into last night. They are breathing down the necks of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and what do you know? That the baseball schedule, you got to guess these things because it comes out a year and a half in advance. This is the matchup. This is the series. The Padres are in LA. 3-game set. If they can get them, they could potentially steal the bye from the Dodgers. All right, that's the situation. Bottom of the ninth, Dodgers have put base runners on. Shohei Ohtani is on deck. He's good at baseball, for those of you who have been following along. No outs. It's a spot for the Padres here. Let's see what happens.
Nothing and one. Swinging away. Ground ball to Machado. He hits third. That's one. Goes to second in time. On to first. A triple play. A triple play. And the ball game is over. The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play.
How about that? Triple play to end the game. The Padres are a team that doesn't just win, they win dramatically. They've thrown a no-hitter this year. They've had a back-to-back-to-back home run this year. They've come from 8 down to win a game this year. They are on fire, and they are making plays when it matters. 2 back of the Dodgers, 2 to play in L.A., making things fun there, making the Dodgers sweat. The Dodgers aren't even fading. The Dodgers are a great team. They've won 93 games this year. But the Padres, man, have caught fire when it matters. They're in. They've clinched the wild card. They're coming for the division. Wild to see what's going on down there in San Diego and two really fun late-nighters against the Dodgers this week. Game-ending triple play. That's why we love baseball. You can go a long time without seeing a triple play. There's been about 300 of them in Major League Baseball history. I would imagine not a lot of them game-ending triple play. We've had some good plays to talk about this week. I want to go back to the Terry McLaurin catch because I haven't talked about it for 3 minutes on this program.
I figured you would.
It's only
the logical next step.
It's not even an all Terry McLaurin format. It's an all one play of one game format.
It was a great play.
It was such a good play. SportsCenter called it the 5th best NFL play of the week. I'm still mad about that. Jeremy Reeves, he's the safety. He's been around for a long time. We love him. Pro bowler on special teams. This is his tweet from Arizona this morning. I woke up today and the first thing I thought about after thanking the Lord was how damn crazy that last throw by number 5 was. Standing on his MF business. That kid's different. Yeah, credit both ways. What a throw by Jaden hanging tight in the pocket. What a catch by Terry. I think about that play about as much as Jeremy Reeves does. It's a good football play. Good football play. Padres, triple play to end a baseball game. All right, Royals at the Nationals. This is the good timing award for scheduling. Nobody marked this on their calendar. All right. Oh, hey, we got Chesterfield. All right, we'll get to the Royals in another segment. Is famous words in radio to keep the listeners tuned in. But we got Blake Chesterfield on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, rolling along on a Wednesday morning, 10:44, rainy Wednesday morning, which is going to lead into a really rainy Friday. We've got the remnants from, I guess there's a hurricane coming up through the country. I don't know. There's always something going on. It's going to be raining Friday night is what you need to know about that situation. So a lot of these high school football games are getting rescheduled. Just heard from LC Bird. Love that segment with LC Bird, by the way. Jason Wright and Nia Armstrong. Phenomenal guests They were both great. And their football game has moved to Thursday night. I think a lot of these games are going to get moved to Thursday night here. Of course, we do the game of the week. I'm excited for this week's game of the week. We got Huguenot at Powhatan. Gary Hess and Coach Chris out there in Powhatan. You know it's a special game when they fire up the car, go out to Powhatan for it. Unfortunately, that's in flux right now. They have not decided on a game time, so keep it locked right here. We'll let you know when anything happens on that game time, what that means. Of course, that's not going to be on the fan either way. Tomorrow is Tech Talk Live. We've also got on our sister station, 1140 WRVA, they'll play Cowboys-Giants NFL football, a little Thursday night football with the Cowboys. But Friday night, we got Tech football as well. Tech at Miami, down in Coral Gables, or rather down in Miami Gardens where the stadium is. Look forward to that one, of course. And we'll be down there Friday morning. I can't say this enough. Friday morning, live from Miami, getting you hyped for Tech against Miami. Big Friday night ACC game and giving away Metallica tickets. Gary Hess just checked in to know the Bird game against Richmond High School for the Arts. That was scheduled as a Thursday game. It's homecoming weekend out there. So they did not move to Thursday. They were Thursday all along to accommodate their homecoming weekend. I remember the homecoming dance back in the day. Hopefully they have a fun weekend out there at Bird. So Tech Miami, we're live Friday morning from Miami. Gary will be on Friday morning, obviously, time permitting and his schedule permitting. Will it be a post-game show? Will it be a pre-game show? We don't know. Stay tuned. Grab the free Odyssey app if you miss any of our show. We opened, of course, with the news that UNLV's quarterback has walked away from the team in the middle of a great season because his NIL checks are not cashing, apparently. According to him, promises were made but not fulfilled. That's the kind of energy we've got here today. Sam Fortier posted a TikTok. He's the Washington Post Commanders reporter. He got stuck in the stadium in Cincinnati after the game. That is, I'll let you in, that's a surprisingly common occurrence for sports writers. I have been stuck in stadiums before, and that is a common story that sports writers have, is getting stuck in stadiums after games. Because the game ends, everybody showers, changes, leaves, you're there writing an article. You know, if you leave a couple hours after the game, they don't know you're up there in the press box, they'll lock you in. I've been locked in high school stadiums, had to call the AD, had to come back out, unlock me. College stadiums, it's a little more rare. They've usually got like a button system where you can get out, but you got to figure out how to get out, like navigate the maze, the tunnel. I climbed a fence once. I'm not too proud to admit that. Yeah, when you're a writer, you gotta find your way out somehow. Now, the NFL's not usually a big deal because they play Sundays 1 o'clock. And so 1 o'clock game, you're out of there 7, 8. The sun's still up. People are still closing up shop, doing stuff. But Monday night football, it's a different beast. Everyone wants to go home on Monday night, go watch that Terry McLaurin catch over and over and over again. I did also see where Josh Harris, Commander's owner, went back up to the broadcast booth and took a picture of himself shaking Joe Buck's hand with the caption, "Second tries the charm." I like it. It's self-aware. It's good. For those of you who don't remember, when he bought the team last year, it was right before a Monday night football game where they broke the Ravens' preseason win streak, by the way, I might add. They had Josh Harris up in the broadcast booth, and Joe Buck was talking with his hands, as announcers do, and he was holding out his hand, and Josh Harris thought he was going for a handshake, so he grabbed it and shook it, which caught Joe Buck off guard, which became an online moment. I love that he's self-aware enough to poke a little fun at that. I bet he had a good night. I bet he's been watching that catch over and over and over.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And over. Again, Terry McLaurin, what a catch. We'll bring on Craig Hoffman. He will talk about the Commanders at 11 o'clock. Always enjoy our chats with him. Later in the show, plenty more on the Commanders, everything going on there. Couple wild stories in the world of sports yesterday. Brett Favre. It's hard to summarize this story briefly, but I'll give it a try. He's from Mississippi. He's maybe the most famous athlete in Mississippi history. He's certainly in the ballpark. He stands accused of diverting $77 million in welfare funds to his alma mater, Southern Miss, in part to help build a volleyball stadium as his daughter was playing volleyball for Southern Miss. That's the short version of the story. TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Family Funds, were diverted by the Mississippi governor to build a volleyball stadium at Southern Miss. Anyway, you can't do that, it turns out. They got all sorts of laws. You can't do that. He maintains nothing's wrong here. He got called up to Congress to talk about this. And he dropped a bomb at the end of his, here's what's going on. So here's Brett Favre in front of Congress yesterday.
Facility at Southern Miss. Yeah, the one that's gotten all the publicity. I wanted to help my alma mater and benefit the community. Southern Miss introduced me to the nonprofit to see if they could help with the funding. I had no way of knowing that there was anything wrong with how the state funded the project, especially since it was publicly approved by many state agencies and multiple attorneys, including the Attorney General. Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
Brett Favre has Parkinson's. That's a news item. It's a big news item. Brett Favre, very famous, got, you know, the concussion thing is also a news item. He did invest a lot of his own money in this drug that was allegedly going to cure concussions, that didn't pan out for reasons that could be described as probably obvious. But anyway, that's not the point here. It's hard to separate these, right? Like, Brett Favre has Parkinson's. That's sad. But you're here today to talk about that time you spent $77 million in welfare funds on a volleyball stadium, allegedly. So there's that. It's where what's going on with this with the money that was supposed to go to the needy families? Well, I invested in a concussion medicine and I have Parkinson's. Like, I don't know that not what well, not what we're here to ask you about today, Mr. Favre. He's got that Wrangler jeans money. He was the original endorser, man. I think we're going to have a lot of athletes of that era slash a little older, because the concussion awareness developed very quickly and the concussion technology was not around for that generation. So I think we're going to have an increased awareness, and hopefully medicines can be developed and treatments can be developed. But as he noted, I think we're going to have a lot of that in the coming years. And that part of it is tough to see. Just a all-around banana story, top to bottom there with Brett Favre, who invested his money in a concussion pill that didn't pan out, has Parkinson's, and may have diverted $77 million in welfare funds to build a volleyball stadium. He's been keeping very busy. I'll give him that. Retirement has not been uneventful for Brett Favre, who, Packers, man. Packers are, that's the machine. Brett Favre, they pushed him out a year early to bring Aaron Rodgers in. He was salty about that. They pushed Aaron Rodgers out a year early to bring Jordan Love in. Salty about that. They don't miss. They don't miss there. They bring in quarterbacks. They do a great job, and that's a good organization. Good organizations win football games. Good teams can win occasionally. Good organizations can win forever. All right, hour number two on tap will take you up to AWOD Radio. AWOD Radio today, and we'll dive into this, time permitting, in a bit. The college basketball schedules came out yesterday, so we love that. We'll give you the highlights of the upcoming season. VCU, UR, Tech, UVA, all the schools you care about. So we'll dive into that. But also, today is the first day of college basketball practice for the year. And so AWOD is live from the VCU BDC Basketball Development Center. Look forward to that program. Never too early to talk VCU basketball. I bet he sneaks in some Commanders talk. Call it a hunch. It's a good week for that. It's a good year for that so far. We'll sneak in a little Commanders talk as well before we hit the road tomorrow to Miami. Hurricanes, Hokies, Friday night, potentially in the rain in Coral Gables. What does it mean? We'll break down all that over the next couple days. We have Metallica tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday. We're fired up about that as well. I guess what I'm saying is it's a fun time to be an MP on the Mic listener. It's a fun time to be the host of this program. Appreciate you guys coming along for the ride. Craig Hoffman on the other side of the break. He will talk Washington Commanders football. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Always love having Craig Hoffman drop by the program. Great segment there. If you missed it, it's on the app or on the podcast later today. MP on the Mic on all major podcast platforms. Been a good day. We had a really good high school segment with LC Bird. Bird was the word. The Skyhawks checked in with us a little bit earlier. Of course, tomorrow is a big show. We've got Metallica tickets to give away at Lane Stadium. The Junkies are giving away Metallica tickets this week to FedEx Field. Look, I'm not going to tell you where to go see Metallica or not see Metallica. What I'm telling you is we got the better giveaway, because you want to see Metallica at Lane Stadium, not at FedEx Field. Commanders Field, Northwest Stadium, jeez. Exactly. Proving my point. So we'll give those away tomorrow and Friday in our Live from Miami show, where we will get you ready for Virginia Tech football against Miami. Big ACC showdown there. Big night for Brent Pry. When we scheduled that, when we said let's go to Miami, 4-0 baby, revenge tour in the books, big opening win at Vandy in the books, we saw that as the coming out party. Tech football's back. It's very different now. It just is. It's been two rough losses, power conference teams, but not quality power conference teams. Going into the ACC schedule now, I feel like we have more questions than we have answers about this Tech football team. Meanwhile, UVA's taking the week off before they play what's going to be a fun game against a pretty feisty Boston College team that's had some success here with Bill O'Brien. Say what you will about Bill and his time in Houston, the guy can coach. He's good at that. Another guy who can coach is Mike Tomlin. He's the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. 3-0, all this guy does is crank out winning football seasons, but he's got a quarterback thing going on, and every week he gets trotted out in front of the media, and every week he is inconvenienced by the media asking him, hey, isn't Russell Wilson on your roster? And he doesn't enjoy answering those questions. Here is his latest attempt at it.
What more do you need to see from Justin? Why not name him the starting quarterback going forward?
Because there's no need. I explained to you the variables of the week. It has not changed. He's going to walk in this building with that mindset tomorrow. And so I really, there's no need to. Sometimes in this business, man, there's a myriad of complex decisions that need to be made. I've learned to make them when it's appropriate and it's not necessary as we sit here right now. When Russ gets to an appropriate point of health and we have a decision to make, I'll make it and I'll announce it and I'll be really transparent about it. But until then, I don't care how many ways you guys ask me, I got no intentions of making the decision that's unnecessary at this juncture.
Woo, snap. Not the myriad of complex decisions. He hit him with the old myriad of complex decisions right there. I don't know how you bounce back from that.
You can't.
Ah, he got the job done.
I bet they will, though. I bet they'll ask again.
We've got a couple recurring segments on Wednesdays. Usually we check in with our guy Mike Svet. It's Front Page Bets. He's not around today, but we love Mike. We play Chesterfield High School Spotlight, and Mike Tomlin ducks questions about Russell Wilson. It's a Wednesday tradition.
It's good to count on things.
On MP on the mic. Set your watch by it. So on the depth chart, every week they're required to submit a depth chart of who's number one, number two, number three at each position. Russell Wilson is listed as the number one quarterback. So the Steelers have listed him as the starting quarterback each week. Every week, Justin Fields has started. Every week, Justin Fields has won. But every week, the Steelers have said Russell Wilson didn't play today because he's not healthy. In week one, Russell Wilson, before the game, said, I'm healthy, I can play, came out and did a warm-up for the trainers on the field in Atlanta before the game, was told you're not healthy enough to play by the team. So we've got a situation here, is what I'm saying. We're really close to conspiracy corner here, is what I'm saying. There's a guy who says he's healthy and a coach who says he's not healthy. That guy was brought in to be the starter. The coach brought him in to be the starter. Something happened between point A and point B. I still think they will need him at some point, though. So you can't just, we're trading him to Miami, we don't have time of day for Russ, because I think you're going to need him at some point, not just because of injury, but because this is a tricky schedule they've got down the stretch. All their AFC North games are backloaded. It's going to be a grinder. It's going to be a Gruden grinder down the stretch. They're going to have to find a way to win those games, and I think they may need Russ. And Mike Tomlin's not a public bridge burner either. That's not his style. AWOD Radio is live today from VCU's Basketball Development Center. Today is the first day of practice. We've got the schedule. We'll tell you about the big games for both VCU and our ACC friends. We'll do it all when this program continues. It's the Wednesday edition of MP on the Mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. We are half an hour away from AWOD Radio. It's live at VCU's Basketball Development Center. Looking forward to that program, and he's got some special guests today as well. As you might imagine, a program of that caliber would on the first day of VCU basketball practice and schedule release day for the VCU basketball team. Today's program, Fats Billups joins AWOD live from the Siegel Center. Of course, Rodney Ashby as well. We'll have some insights and more there on his post. So the Ann Moore is doing some lifting. You never know. Never know who's going to drop by AWOD Radio. VCU basketball schedule. This is the A-10 conference schedule that got released. We've seen the rest of the schedule already, of course. A couple fun neutral site games early. But the A-10 schedule is out. First A-10 game, New Year's Eve, December 31st, St. Bonaventure on the road in Olean, New York. That's how you start a conference schedule. AWOD texted Zach Joachim and I, because I've said now, I've actually said this for years, but I've had a radio show for a little while, so I've said it. I want to go up there. I want to see what the fuss is about, because it's truly a small town in the middle of nowhere. They love their basketball. Woj is there now as their general manager, so there's some juice on that. So I said, this is the year we're road tripping up to Olean, New York. I did not know at the time that was a New Year's Eve basketball spectacular there. And it's the first conference game. They'll return the favor January 24th, Friday night ESPN special, of course. I have covered New Year's events before, most famously the Chick-fil-A Bowl that UVA was in against Auburn. What I remember, the game ended at about 11:30. We were down there doing interviews, and then I didn't even know it was midnight, but I kind of knew it was midnight because you like hear a bunch of like yelling and gunshots off in the distance. I'm like, oh, it's midnight. Yes, I'll just keep working here. They've been doing a lot of the college football playoff games on New Year's Eve. I think they're away from that in the new model. They've got at least three of them stacked on New Year's Day, three of the four semis. I guess the other one may be New Year's Eve night as well. So it's a tough opener here. They're at St. Bonaventure. Then that Saturday, they're at Loyola, January 4th. That's going to be a very good game as well. There's the schools you count on, VCU is a school you count on each year. Dayton, school you count on each year. And the Bonnies, of course. I think Loyola is making strides towards being in that group. I'm also very curious about St. Louis, where Travis Ford ran that car into the ditch over the last few years. But they have the resources. They have the recruiting ground. They've got the desire. They want to be good, and I think they will be good really quickly. And, of course, they've got Avila coming from Indiana State, which is going to be a ton of fun to add him into the A-10 mix. We'll be at A-10 Media Day in a couple weeks in D.C. Get to see everybody in the conference. There are some good teams this year. It's a strong top of the conference. St. Louis could make a push for a bid. Loyola's definitely going to be in that mix. The Bonnies always are. Of course, VCU and Dayton. St. Joe's could be very good as well. Home opener in conference play Wednesday night, January 8th. And then they get rolling. That's Fordham, then St. Louis and St. Joe's, Rhode Island, the Bonnies. Off and rolling. The Richmond games, everybody always circles their calendar on those Richmond games. Saturday, February 1st at the Siegel Center. So that'll be AFC-NFC title day, I believe. Take a break from the football, get out to the Siegel Center. It's going to be a fun one. Richmond VCU, the Siegel Center, Saturday, February 1st. The return to the Robbins Center will be on Tuesday, February 25th. That'll be the return game at the Robbins Center. And of course, that's late in the season. So that has been a high implication game in recent years. Wouldn't surprise me if it is as well. They finish it off Friday night, March 7th, home game against Dayton. Siegel Center is going to be rocking. That's a Friday night. Fired up for that one now. I'm sure AWOD will tell you how excited he is for that, to host Dayton. Friday night, ESPN spectacular. Should be a very fun mix of some winnable games, some tough games. The A-10's providing a little bit of both this year, which I think is going to be it's a great schedule. There's a lot of national TV games. They're hyping that up. The tournament is in D.C. this year. I love that. Easy accessibility for everybody. Get up 95. Get on the train. The train's nice. You can booze on the train. I didn't say that. But, you know, theoretically, that's a thing you could do. Get up there, watch some good basketball in D.C. Root on the Rams. They eliminated the bye day. I love that. I've been lobbying for that. I know the coaches liked it. I didn't like it at all. Tournament basketball, I don't wake up every morning and go watch basketball. We did that at the ACC last year. You wake up, you go watch basketball. You go to sleep, you go wake up, you watch basketball. Repeat, repeat, repeat. That's fun. I don't know what to do with the day off. I don't want a day off. I want to watch more basketball. We'll get that opportunity. If we're still around, if the world hasn't ended yet by then, we'll be up there. D.C., I'm sure, for the ACC, the A-10 tournament at Capital One Arena in D.C. Virginia Tech, with its schedule for the year coming out as well, they're doing an ACC tip-off weekend, December 7th. That's a Saturday. So they're going to sneak in right after the SEC-ACC Challenge, some conference games to get everybody going. So Tech's going to host Pitt at the Castle Saturday, December 7th, coming off of hosting Vandy in the SEC-ACC Challenge earlier that week. 2 p.m. tip on that Pitt game. Love an afternoon, Saturday afternoon tip-off. That used to be the norm. That's not the norm anymore. I like the afternoon tip because basketball's short. Football, you got to make a day of it. Football, college football game can last 4 hours. You want to be there before the game for the hype. Yeah, UVA, you want to watch the horse run around, wave the sword, all the things, the saber. You know, they got terminology up there. I respect the terminology. Who's talking, guys, are going to have it for me if I don't. All the first years and the second years on the grounds, waving the saber. You want a tailgate. You got traffic after the game, so a tailgate after the game. It's a day. Basketball is like a show. It's like going to the theater. It's 2 hours. Show up when it starts, leave when it finishes. Love a good afternoon tip for basketball. Duke, New Year's Eve for Virginia Tech. I don't know how New Year's Eve became the basketball day, but it did. We're going to have Bonnies VCU. Tech at Duke. Big statement opportunity for them, obviously. The games you circle. Tech at UVA, Saturday, February 1st, 4 o'clock Eastern. That is the same day we've got VCU and Richmond. So we've got a little parallel lines running here on our scheduling. It's the Commonwealth Clash, of course, Tech and UVA, Saturday, September 1st as well. And then this is the first year they got to go. You got to go somewhere. SMU's coming to Tech this year as they introduce all those West Coast teams to the mix here. Tech is at Cal in that rotation this year. They'll knock that out in early January. The return game in Blacksburg, Virginia, at Virginia Tech, Saturday, February 15th. Another daytime tip. We love the daytime tips. UNC coming to Blacksburg on March 4th. ACC tournament down in Charlotte this year, March 11th to March 15th. UVA is going to the Bahamas for their tournament. They're going to play Tennessee down there in either Baylor or St. John's. That'd be a great early season test for them. By all accounts, there's only two good teams in the ACC this year. It's Duke and it's UNC. So back to business as normal. It means there's going to be room for somebody to separate themselves. That's two great opportunities there, Tennessee and either Baylor or St. John's. Those are two quality games UVA is going to play. Great opportunity early in the year to establish their identity. They've been talking about mixing up that offense and doing things a little bit differently down there. I'll be excited to see what they come to the table with. UVA's got Duke and UNC back-to-back in late February, 17th and 22nd. Bottom line, we're fired up for basketball. Going to be a great season. Of course, you'll hear VCU right here on 910 The Fan, AWOD Radio, live from the Basketball Development Center in 19 minutes, but I'm not done with baseball yet. I got to make a little baseball time. Of course, we'll touch on the Commanders, everything going on in the world of sports. We'll do it all on the other side of the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.